I want to get back to something. I asked during the week, I think it was on Monday, I asked, do people play cards anymore? Because I think it was, I was never much of a card player myself, but I know in my family it has given great, great satisfaction to people and a huge social outlet. And we were contacted by Councillor Charlie Farrelly for the Castle Island local electoral area. Charlie, thanks for getting in touch.
Yeah, good morning, Tracy. Good morning to your listeners.
So, was I being premature expressing concern that that card games were no more in the county?
Yeah, you were. Not too often you get it wrong, Tracy, but I think on this occasion you did. Yeah, I'm talking about my own area, the Slieve Lucre area, Cordell, Castleline, and Brosna. No, there are card games at Owen Farn Four and other places around Ballydesmond, up in North Cork. Very strong card game, but yeah, look, cards went through a tough time, like bingo and all the rest, where you have predominantly older people going out during COVID. COVID was a terrible time for elderly people and people living alone in rural Ireland, couples living in rural Ireland, and COVID was in Castle Island, there is a card game, a Progressive 31 card game, ran in the River Island Hotel every Sunday night, and it's run for charity. And it's gone on. It used to be, it was originally founded 35 years ago across the road in a pub, Scavenas. When that closed, it was moved to several places, a permanent home in the River Island Hotel, thanks to the O'Donoghue family for letting the use of the hotel on a Sunday night. And we used to have about 16, 17 tables of six people. They're playing in pairs for a 31 progressive. So you win a game, you move on to the next table, and at the end of the night, whoever has the most games wins. And it's usually, at that time, we had 16, 17 tables, but COVID came, and the tables and numbers were reduced down. So back up and running strong, we have 11 or 12 tables now on a Sunday night, and usually the top prize is 220, maybe 240 euro. Then on a Wednesday night, more or less the same crowd followed the cards to Cordell Community Centre. First of all, on Monday night.
And there's Brosna as well, 31 card games in Brosna on Monday night, saying, and Cordell Community Centre on a Wednesday night. So you're saying the 31 card game, the 31 card games certainly are alive and well in Slieve Lucre. And actually, Charlie, just to get some comments in, because I didn't expect many people would to get in touch, but they did, thankfully. And someone says, every Monday and Thursday night at 9 p.m, around 30 to 40 players, men and women, meet at Austin Stacks Clubhouse in Slieve for 31 card drive. Mossy got in touch to say there are cards somewhere every night of the week, including at Mount Collins, Abbey Field, Brosna, as you said there, Cordell, Newcastle West, Listowel, many more places. And I was just thinking, I don't really play cards. I've never really played cards beyond Snap. But I was just thinking, cards are just the perfect antidote to being on the internet the whole time and mindlessly scrolling, because you have to be so actively engaged. And in some cases, there's skill, there's psychology involved. So you certainly don't have time to be you can't be going to your ChatGPT or whatever to help you to get out of any problems.
No, the last thing you'll see when you go to a 31 card drive in Castleline and Brosna or Cordell on a Wednesday, Monday, or Sunday, Monday, or Wednesday night, the last thing you're going to see is anyone using a mobile phone, because that just doesn't happen. The concentration is, it's great for the mind. It's a social outing for people. It's a social outing for people, especially elderly people coming into the area. And you know, the thing about it, Tras, is unfortunately that we don't have a lot of young people taking up the cards. We took an awful hit, card playing took an awful hit during COVID.
How do we change that, I wonder? How do we change that?
I know people during the summertime, the table numbers wouldn't be as large. And I know a lot of young people are encouraged, and by some of the card players that we have, some of them are encouraged. And I know some of these card players are out six nights a week. I know two ladies in particular who play cards six nights a week. So cards are very, very happening frequently all over the place, as you said, the Stacks and Tralee, all over the place, Tracy. But It's one of the games that really concentrates the mind. But the big thing about cards, and I suppose it's the same thing with bingo, it's a social outing for these people. I don't think people realise rural isolation. How much rural isolation has hit our part of the county here in the Castle Island, Slieve Luke area. We have a massive tradition music festival. Hopefully we'll bring out people who haven't been out since St. Patrick's Day.
And games like cards, as you said, Charlie, they're important so that people have company, they're stimulated and they get to test their skill and have fun as well. Charlie, I wish we had more time. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but we'll throw that out to people. If people are playing cards, what does it mean to them? If there are efforts in your area, and if there are efforts in your area to get younger people involved, do let us know. And Charlie, would you be happy to teach people how to play cards? I won't ask you now how to play 31 progressive card game, but say if people get in touch and say, you know, would you teach people or whatever, would you be able to help, or would you be able to put in people in touch with the experts briefly there now?
Absolutely. I know a lot of people I go to play cards and they say, Jesus, Farley's a wrong fella to be given tuition, he can hardly play himself. But of course, there are people. I would be delighted to hear people who want to go playing 31 cards for the first time. There's always help there. But I would just encourage everybody, it's not all about winning here, it's about going out, enjoying the night, participating and getting out and meeting people. That's what it's all about. It's all about socialising. And everyone that goes to a pub or everyone goes to a hotel, everybody doesn't need a drink to enjoy themselves.
Well said.
And that's what cards are all
about. Well said. Charlie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been talking about cards and how they increase our happiness in our communities in Kerry. And he's been telling his stories there and how it's very much alive and well in Slieve Lucra.